Okay, boys. Today's daf is daf Chof Beis. We're holding the fifth line from the top of the Amid Mosiv Rabbi Yitzchok Nafcha. The sugya that we are learning yesterday and today is a Shas sugya, not just a sugya in Mesechtes Pesachim, but this is a sugya that throughout Shas is a very, very important sugya, and that is when the Torah tells us a command that you're not allowed to eat something. Does that mean you're only not allowed to eat, or does it also mean that you're not allowed to have any hano'ah? How did we get into this sugya? Because, of course, we're talking about the din of chometz. So if you go back to Omar Chizkiah, this is Chof Aleph Omid Beis, Omar Chizkiah, it's about a third down the Omid, where you have the two dots. Omar Chizkiah minayin lechometz bepesach she'oser ba'anah. How do I know, even though the Torah never says the expression, you're not allowed to have hano? Hano means to have pleasure. But pleasure doesn't mean only physical pleasure. It also means monetary pleasure, which would mean that you cannot sell it and get money for the chometz. In other words, maybe the Torah only says, you're not allowed to eat chametz in Pesach. But who says you cannot go and buy and sell chametz? I'm not eating it, chas v'shalom. I'm not taking it into my rishus. Le'yiro le'yimotze, ba'yiro ba'yimotze. Fine, but I do a contract to go and sell chametz and to make some money. That's also prohibited. How do I know it's prohibited? So Chizkiah said, because it says in the Pasuk, not lo'yoychal chametz, lo'ysoychal chametz, Loisoichlu chometz. It says loyeochel chometz. Loyeochel is the nifal form. It's the passive form as opposed to the active form, and that comes to tell you, says the Gemara, loyehei boy heter achila. Not only are you not allowed to eat the chometz, but you're not allowed to have any hanoah from the chometz. What does hanoah have to do with achila? Says Rashi, because any time that you are able to make a sale and to earn money, one of your options of using the money is to go and buy food. So therefore, each time you have hana, monetary benefit from something, you could look upon that as being a form of eating, because that money could be used now to eat something, to buy food. Anyway, says Chizkiah, because it says lo ye ochel instead of lo soichal, it comes to tell you not only are you not allowed to eat chametz, but you're not allowed to have hano'ah from the chametz. And then the Gemara tells us Ubliga Drebavo. It's halfway down the Omid yesterday, Chof Aleph Omid Beis. The Drebavo says, Kol Mokim Shenemar, Lo Yoichal, Lo Yisoichal, Lo Yisoichlu. It makes no difference what the form of the Isser Achila, whether it's expressed as Lo Yeochel, or Lo Yisoichal, or Lo Yoichal, Lo Yisoichlu, makes no difference. Automatically implicit in the word is Echad Isser Achila, the Echad Isser Hano'ah, unless and until the Torah says, here there is an exception. And in fact, the Gemara told us already yesterday two exceptions to the rule. Exception number one was the halacha of Nevela, and exception number two was the halacha of Treifa. The halacha of Nevela was based on the Pasuk, Lo yisoichlu kol nevela. You're not allowed to eat nevela. Nevela, of course, means an animal, even a kosher animal, which was not geshochten, either that it wasn't geshochten at all. In other words, you had a cow, and the cow died a natural or unnatural death. Or even if the shochet shechted the animal, but after he finished the shechita, he realized he did a poor job in the shechita. So the animal has now a status of a nevela. Okay, you're not allowed to eat a nevela. What can I do with that nevela? The Pasuk says, you can give it as a present to a ger toshav, or you can go and sell it to a Gentile. And when you do that, you can make money. No problem. So you see that it's mutter bahano, even though it's osur b'achila. Then the Gemara brought another raya all the way in the bottom of the Amud, from the din of treifa. Treifa means an animal which was literally torn apart, but it doesn't have to be that it was torn apart. It could simply be that when you did a shechita on the animal and you opened it up, you realize that unfortunately this animal is not kosher. What do you mean that it's not kosher? You found that there was a hole, a puncture in the lungs. You found a big nail in the middle of the stomach. You found things that the veterinarians paskin, that this animal didn't have a chance to live. That has a din of a treifa. What do you do with the treifa? Well, you and I are not allowed to eat it, but we're allowed to have hanoa. For instance, you're allowed to go and give it to your kelev. Like kelev kashlichen oso. If you have a hungry dog, you don't have to go and buy Hart's Mountain kosher lePesach food, but you can go and just give him this dead treifa. So you're allowed to have hanoa. Now you're benefiting from this treifa. And in fact, Rabbi Sai, as many of you probably know, our Schlachthäuser, I mean the place where they go and slaughter kosher animals, a very significant percentage of the animals turn out to be treifa. They are bodek, the lungs, or other parts of the vital organs, inner organs of the animal, and they discover that it's treifa. What do? They don't just go and say, okay, it's not kosher, throw it in the garbage. They sell it. They sell it to the Gentiles who use it and buy it. Obviously, it doesn't command the same price. It goes without saying. But lemaise, it's not a total loss. You're able to recover some of your price by selling it to the Gentiles for their meat needs. So what do I see from this? That there is a heter hana. Why is it mutter bana? Because normally, lo yisoichu kol nevela, it would be aser bana. However, the pasuk says, la'geret b'shevshevarecha titnena v'achala, oy machal anachri. Normally the case of the treifa. It says in the pasuk, uf baser baso the treifa lo yisoichelu. You're not allowed to eat it. But the pasuk says, la'kelev tashlichon oso, you can go and throw it to the dogs. So, once again, we have a big machloikas Chizkiya and Rebavo. Chizkiya says, only when it says lo ye ochel chometz or lo ye ochel, then it means echad isra achila bi echad isra no. According to Rebavo, anytime it says any form of isra achila, lo yoichel, lo yisoichel, lo yisoichel, any type of such form, echad isra achila bi echad isra no, unless the Torah, the Fadish, expressly says it's mutter bana. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, so now we're up to the Kasha, most of Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Five lines on the top of Chav Beis Amud Aleph. Please, some of you have not muted your lines. Please, if you'd be so kind, please mute your lines because you hear some back room. Ah, Shkoyach. Says the Gemara. We know is that major sinew that we Jews are not allowed to eat because of the famous story brought in the Torah of the fight between Yaakov and the Soroi Shel Esav, where the Soroi Shel Esav went and pulled and pushed on Yaakov Avinu until the Gid Anoshe was dislodged, and therefore we Al Kein Lo Yoichu Bnei Yisrael Lese Gid Anoshe. You're not allowed to go and eat the Gid Hanosha. Okay, so now the question is, are you allowed to have Hano'ah from the Gid Hanosha? So according to Chizkiya, sure, why not? It doesn't say Lo Ye Ochel. It says Al Kein Lo Yoichlu B'nai Yisrael Es Gid Hanosha. You're not allowed to eat, so you're allowed to have Hano'ah. But of course, according to Rebavo, every time it says lo yoichlu, lo yisoichlu, lo yoichlu, lo yisoichlu, it includes an isra hanoa, but yet over here it says utanan. We learned in a Mishnah. A Mishnah in Masechtas Chulin, I believe, stated on the Mishnah, shaleach odam yerach lenochri vigid hanosha besoichoi, meneisha mekoimai nikr. A person is allowed to go and send, which means he can give either as a present, or he can sell to a Nachri, to a Gentile, a whole yerech, a whole thigh of an animal, the Gid Hanoshe b'soichai, and the Gid Hanoshe is smack in the middle of that thigh. You're allowed to do that. Because you can easily recognize where the Gid Hanoshe is. What is this all about, that the Mekoy Meniker, what's the Inyan over here? So Rashi says, this part that we're going to discuss is not related to our kasha, but just to understand what the Mishnah says, and that is, the Mishnah is telling you that if one Jew witnesses that a fellow Jew is giving as a present or selling a full yerech of meat with Gid Hanoshe, we might assume, there are going to be potential problems, because the other Jew will see that this meat came originally from the first Jew, he will assume it's probably kosher meat. And he's going to go to the Gentile and say to him, I want to go and buy this meat from you, and I'll give you a nice price. It'll be less than what they normally sell in the kosher butcher stores, more than the nochri usually gets for selling his meat, and therefore he'll make an easy sale, and the Jew will be very happy. And therefore the Gemara or the Mishnah is concerned, uh-oh, that Jew that's going to go and buy the meat, he might, chas v'sholem, by accident, eat the gid hanasha. So the first Jew will, chas v'sholem, be oiver on lifnei iver. He will cause the second Jew to sin. Says the Gemara, that's not an issue. Nation mekoyim nicker. You can easily tell where the gid hanasha is or is not. In other words, we, of course, when I say we, I myself couldn't tell the difference where the gid hanasha is or not, because I don't normally go and buy large yerech, a large thigh from the butcher store. In fact, most butcher stores today, everything is now cellophane packed. Years ago, you were able to go and buy a quarter of an animal from a butcher. And if and when I bought it, I wouldn't know where to look for the gid hanasha. However, in the good old days, people had a better feel for all this. So if you bought a yerech from a goy, and there was a gid hanasha b'soichai, you don't have to worry about that. You might come to eat it. It's obvious where the mokum gid hanasha is. As soon as I buy it and I unpack it and I start cutting it up, I'll say, oh boy, there's a gid hanasha. I have to go and remove it. But what do I see lemaisa? I see that a Jew is allowed to either give or sell a yerech shel nochri with the gid hanasha in it. How could I go and sell the gid hanasha? Doesn't it say in the pasuk al kein lo yoichlu b'nai Yisrael? And according to Rabbi Avohu, every time it says in the Torah lo yoichal, lo yisoichal, lo yoichlu, it's echad iser achila v'echad iser hanobim mashma. And for the markas of Rabbi Avohu, kishehutra nevela hi v'chelba v'gida hutra. Rabbi Avohu says, I'll tell you why it's mutter. The reason is because, as we said yesterday, there's a heter to go and buy or to sell nevela. What was the heter? That was the pasuk that we quoted earlier. Lo yisoichlu kol nevela la ger asher b'sherecha titnena va'achola oy machor la nochri. You're allowed to sell and you're allowed to give a nevela to a goy. And a machloikis, whether you're allowed to give or not, machloikis or meyim et Yehuda. Okay, you're certainly allowed to go and sell a nevela to a goy. And our Gemara tells us a nevela, which means the dead carcass, the carcass of a dead animal, that includes within it anything and everything in that dead animal. That would include he means the boss of the flesh of the dead animal, the chelba and the chelev, that's all the schmaltz, all of the fats, the gida and the gid. All of that you're allowed to go and sell to the goy, even though you're not allowed to eat any part of it, but doshtet in the Torah, oy mochel anachri. So, when the Torah says this heter of nevela, it did not exclude the gida, so the gid is automatically included. And says Rashi, since it's included in the non-kosher animal, it would be included even in the kosher animal. In other words, an animal that had the benefit of shechita, it would also be included, because the Torah doesn't differentiate. Once it opens up the floodgates and says that gid is mutter, so then it's not only mutter in the case of nevela, but it's mutter across the board. And therefore that's the reason why this Mishnah says that you're allowed to go and sell a gid hanasha in the yerech to the goy. Zok the Gemara, honey chalamandi yama yesh begid menois and tam, elamandi yama eni begid menois and tam, ma'ikah lemeimar. This is a famous machloikis. What means yesh begid menois and tam? The gid hanasha, does it have tam or does it not have tam? According to the Man D'Yoma, it holds yesh begid menois and tam. What he's saying is, it tastes similar to the meat in which it is enclosed. Obviously, it doesn't have to the same degree of taste and geschmack like a piece of meat, but it also is an inferior piece in the animal's body, which has some sort of tam, and therefore, that's why it's called yesh begid menois and tam. However, there's another man, the Yomar, holds Ein Begid Menois and Tam, and Rashi says it's basically like a piece of displaced or misplaced eitz. It's as if you opened up an animal and you found there a piece of wood in the animal's body. That piece of wood has no tam. Take a piece of wood, put it in water, cook it and cook it and cook it. The water will not get any tam from the wood because it doesn't have any tam. Same thing over here, ein begidim enoisin tam. Now, what does it have to do with us? What the Gemara is saying is that when you hold yesh begidim benoisin tam, it makes sense to say that once the Torah was matir, the Torah permitted eating nevela, it also permitted the chaylev, and also permitted the gid, because the chaylev and the gid are considered to be inherently and intrinsically a key, major portion of the body of this nevela. So when the Torah was matir nevela, it was matir also the chaylev and the gid. But if you hold ein begidim enoisin tam, it's as if this gid anosha is a foreign item placed or misplaced in the body of the animal, and therefore it has no tam. It's just a piece of wood there. So maybe the heter of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that you're allowed to go and sell nevela, maybe it does not include gidin after all. So ma'ikalameimer. So why does the Mishnah allow you to go and sell gid anosha to the Gentile? You're telling me because of the fact that it's subsumed within the nevela. If it has tam like nevela, makes sense. But if it's just a piece of foreign wood, then l'choyre, there should be no heter to go and sell it. Says the Gemara, you got a good point. Man shamas leidu omer ein begidim noisin tam. Who in fact is the author who holds this way ein begidim? That's Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon bar Yochai. The sign we have in the Braisa. Ha'oichel megid hanosha shel behem etmei. What happens if you go and eat a gid hanosha from a non-kosher animal? This is different than the nevela that we were speaking about before. Nevela was a cow, for instance, or a lamb, sheep, whatever, that died a natural or unnatural death, but it was a kosher animal. You can't eat it because it was a nevela. Here we're talking about a non-kosher animal. What's a non-kosher animal? A horse, a donkey, echweis an elephant, echweis a chazer, etc., etc. What happens if a person eats a gid anosha from a horse? What's the din? Rabbi Yehuda Machayev Shtayim. Rabbi Yehuda says you're chayev two isurim. Isur number one is you're eating gid hanosha. Isur number two is you're eating gid hanosha of a non-kosher animal, of a horse. So you're chayev two isurim. Rabbi Shimon Poiter. Rabbi Shimon says you're potter. You don't get malchus neither for the isur gid hanosha nor for the isur of behema tmeya. Why would that be the case? Again, Rashi says, because Reb Shimon looks upon this gid anosha as just being a piece of etzba alu, a piece of wood inside the body of this animal. One second, Barry. Inside this body of this animal. And so therefore the Torah only asked if you eat the horse or the horse meat, but not the horse meat gid, this sinew, because it doesn't have any tam whatsoever. And if it doesn't have any tam, therefore, you're not over number one. I didn't eat horse meat. I ate horse gid. And since this gid has no taste, it's just like a piece of eight, like a piece of wood. I didn't eat sinews and I didn't eat horse meat. I didn't eat anything. And therefore, it's potter. It doesn't say that it's mutter. It says it's potter. So presumably, there's at least an issur drabanan on it. Because otherwise, it should say mutter. You can go and eat it l'chadchila. But we see that Reb Shimon, potter, you don't have to go. You don't get malchus for either one. Now I see Barry has a question. Yes, Barry.
Yeah. Why isn't it also an Isser Nevela? Why isn't it three? You have a Nevela, I mean, you're not shechting the horse. No, you can eat the gid without the horse being, beggared. So.
I don't know whether there is a separate Isser Nevela on a non-kosher animal. It's very possible that you only have the din of Isser. When we're talking, we're not talking about Tumma now. Not Tumma's Nevela. We're talking about right. Achilas Nevela. Could very well be that Achilles Nevela only applies to a kosher animal which was not geshachten. Since a horse you don't shecht anyway, so every horse, if you were to eat it when the horse is alive, then you have a problem of Eva Menachai. If you're eating when the animal is already dead, you have a din of Behemet Tmeya from eating a non-kosher animal. Anyway, so the Gemara tells us that according to Reb Shimon, in fact, you are potter because ein begidin benoisin tam, and therefore Reb Shimon litzich lishitasai continues the Gemara. Reb Shimon hachenami de aser bana. That same Reb Shimon says it's taka aser bana. The sanya gid hanosha mutter bana de Reb Yehuda. Reb Shimon oiser. Why does Reb Shimon oiser bana? Because we said before the only basis for allowing someone to go and sell a gid hanosha to a Gentile and make money on it and have hanoa is only based on the fact that it's subsumed and included in the heter of mechira by neveila. Aha, that's if you hold geish begin benois and tam, just like the trader was matir the sale of neveila meat, the trader was also matir neveila sinews gidanosha. But if you hold the gidanosha is like a foreign object, a piece of wood that got somehow embedded into the basar of the animal, so the gid was not mutter as a result of the heter of the nevela sale to a guy. If that's the case, it's taka osir bano. Why? Because ain't begid nois and tam. And that's Reb Shimon l'shitos. So Reb Shimon taka would argue with that Mishnah. When that Mishnah says that you're allowed to go and sell a gid anosha to a guy, Reb Shimon would raise his hand and say, I respectfully disagree. You're not allowed to go and sell it. Why can't you sell it? Because echad isra achila, the echad isra hanoa b'mashma, like Reb Avohu said. That's the conclusion of the discussion by Gid Anosha. Comes out is something very ironic and perhaps counterintuitive. What do you mean? Both Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, who are the adversaries here in these machlokesin, according to each one of them, there's both a kula and a chumra. What's the kula? What's the chumra? When it comes to having hano'ah, we have here in this brisa which we just quoted, Reb Yehuda says that there is an iser. I'm sorry, start again. Reb Yehuda holds that it's mutter b'hano'ah, right? That's the brisa which we just finished learning. The sign yigid hanosha mutter b'hano'ah. Reb Yehuda. Reb Shimon oiser. Reb Shimon says no oiser b'hano. That same Reb Yehuda that says gid anosha is mutter b'hano, that's only by a kosher animal is it mutter b'hano. However, if you're eating, for instance, from a gid hanosha of a behemoth tmei, of a horse, then Reb Yehuda says no, you're mechuyev shtayim. Not only are you oiser, you have an isur of eating behemoth tmei, eating horse, but you're eating horse gid. So therefore you have a double whammy. It's both behemah tmeya and gid hanosha, your machayiv shtayim. Because your machayiv shtayim is a siman that Rabbi Yehuda holds, yesh begidin benois and tam, I'm not eating a piece of wood, I'm eating a piece of behemah tmeya, a piece of horse. Therefore I'm oivet to isurim. That same Rabbi Yehuda says, but if you want to go and sell it by a kosher animal, mutter b'hano. Why mutter b'hano? Because the Torah said by nevela, I mochel an achri. And in nevela, the Torah is a matir, not only nevela, but chelba, the gida, are also hutra. So, the Yehuda, when it comes to isr hano, by a behemoth, a non-kosher animal, by a kosher animal, he says mutter b'hano, you have a heter. By a non-kosher animal, it's osir, double whammy if you were to go and eat the ginanosha of a horse. Reb Shimon, on the other hand, is punkfakert. Reb Shimon says if you're dealing with a kosher animal, not only is it osir to eat the ginanosha, it's osir to have hanoa from the ginanosha. You're not allowed to go and sell the ginanosha of a kosher animal. On the other hand, if you were to eat the gid hanosha of a non-kosher animal of a horse, l'mashal, Reb Shimon says, potter, you potter both on eating horse meat and you potter on eating the gid hanosha. So it's counterintuitive that each one of them holds both a kula and a chumra based on his shita of either yesh begid menois and tam or ein begid menois and tam. Continuing on to the next sugya of dam. Vahari dam, drachmona omel kol nefesh mikem le'soichel dam. A person is not allowed to eat dam. Okay, so if you're not allowed to eat dam, according to Reb Avo, there should be not only an iser achila, but also an iser hano. You shouldn't be able to go and sell dam. Because after all, that's what Reb Avo said yesterday. Wherever it says in the Torah, lo yoichel, lo soichel, lo soichel, echad iser achila, vi echad iser hanoa b'mashma. Yet, utnan, we learned, elu vi elu misarvin ba'oma, vi yoitzin lenachal kidroin, v'nim korim leganonin lezevel umayalin boy. The elu vi elu, says Rashi, refers to dam that was nishpach, it was poured out on the yesoid of the mizbeach. As you remember when we learned kodshim, the major matir for all karbonos is the dam that you go and do a zrika on the mizbeach. What about the shiyori hadam? Because the amount that you do for a zrika is only a small percentage of the entire dam, depending, of course, whether you're talking about a chatas or an oil or shlomim, whether you have by the chatas and all four kronos, by other kachim kudishim you have to do shtayim shein arba, on many kachim kalim you only have to do on one keren. But the point is, 99% of the time you still have some blood left over in the mizrak. What do you do with that shiari adam? You have to pour it out on the yesoid of the mizbech. Which yesoid of the mizbech? So that really depends. Rashi tells us by the chatois hapnimiyos. Chatois hapnimiyos, for instance, the ones that you bring on Yom Kippur. Also, you have chatois hapnimiyos, the par helem dover shel tzibur, or the par koina mashiach, where you bring it pnimi inside the heichol, as opposed to inside the azara. What happens? Whatever shiori hadam you have, you come out of the heichol, you come into the azara, and you pour it out on the first yesoid that you see as soon as you come out of the heichol. What is that yesoid? That's yesoid maravi, that's on the western side of the mizbeach. Other kabbanis, Rashi says, for instance, dam chatois hachitzoinois, a regular normal kabbanis chatos that you bring outside in the azara. Outside means outside the heichel, inside the azara. Where do you go and pour it out? You pour it out in yisoy droimi. Yisoy droimi is where the kevesh leads to the mizbech. On the left-hand side, you don't even have a full yisoy on the side of the droimi. You'd only have an amachol, one little amma on the corner, and you pour out the blood over there. Okay, so what happens to that blood after you pour it out? There are small little holes in the yisoid where the blood runs through, comes out on the floor, the ritzpah of the azara, and then eventually when the kahanim go and do their cleanup and they rinse the floors and wash them, all of that goes into the umma. Umma means there was a little like a canal or a ditch in the azara, which led out to the Nachal Kidroin. Nachal in this connection does not mean a river, it means into a valley, the Kidron Valley, and it went together with the water and the blood from the Beis HaMitbachayim, and these, the bloods that are spilling now from the Mizbeach after they were poured out on the Yesait. Okay, so that's what happened to the Beis HaMikdash. So Eilu ve'Eilu Mis'arvim Ba'oma means that both bloods, both the Chatois HaPnimiyos and Chatois HaChitzoinos, those bloods merged into the Umma, that is that canal that ran through the Azara. And where was the outlet, the exit? The exit was Yoytze Nachal Kidroin, it went and spilled out into the Nachal Kidroin. V'nim Korin L'Ganonin L'Zevel. There are people that owned the property in Nachal Kidroin, and they were very happy that this, I don't want to use the word waste, but the extra bloods that were pouring out from the Azara, they were very happy that they went on their land, because that tended to give nourishment to the land, similar to fertilizer. They could not do that, however, for free. They had to go and pay the Beis HaMikdash for the benefit of having the blood run through their properties and fertilize their land. And that's why it says in the Mishnah that Yoytze Nachal Kidroin, Vinim Karin, they were sold this type of exhaust that's coming out of the Beis HaMikdash, was sold to Ganon. Those are the farmers, those are the gardeners that own properties there. Lezevel, as if it was a zevel, like a fertilizer. Umayalimboy means, says Rashi, if they did not pay, then they would be Moyel Behegdish. Why would they be Moyel Behegdish? Because after all, this is Kodshim blood from Kodshim, and they're having Hanoah from the Kodshim blood. I'm sure some of you are thinking to yourselves, don't we have a rule that kol dover shenasa mitzvosoi ein mayalim bay? I was expecting you to jump up, Barry, but you're being very kind today, and you're giving me an easy time. But that's the third toisus from the bottom of the omer. Toisus says, how could the din have been me'ila? Dover shenasa mitzvosoi, once we're finished with the mitzvah, there's no din of me'ila left. Says toisus is midrabanan v'loy midyaraisa. Tzaka midraban. Anyway, so bottom line is, what do I see? You're allowed to have hano'ah from dam. How can you have a no from dam? Didn't we just go and say, loy teichlenu al oretz tishbuchenu kamoyin? You're not allowed to go and eat dam. Well, we had the previous pasuk, kol nefesh mikem loy soichel dam. Don't eat dam. And what did Reb Avohu say? Kol mokim shenema batoira loy soichel, loy soichlu, loy yoichel, loy yoichlu. Any iser achila that automatically includes an iser hano'o. So how could you go and sell it to the ganonim? Everything marashani dam de iskish lamayim. Oh, we have a special limud by dam. Tichsib. You're not allowed to go and eat blood. Just pour it out in the drain like you would go and pour out water. So therefore, just like you're allowed to go and have hano'ah from water, avdam mutar, you're allowed to have hano'ah from dam. Oh, a special heter. In other words, this is similar to the other terutim that we've given before, that Reb Avohu says, if it says, lo yoicha, lo yisoicha, lo yisoichlu, automatically means both an isra achila and an isra ano, and unless, until the Torah says a heter ano. So we had a heter ano by nevela, and we said that heter ano includes, according to at least one man the Yomar, even kiranoshe. And the same thing applied to treifa, we have a heter, la kelv tashlich ano yisai. Here too, le gabidam, we have a special limud to tell you, you're allowed to have ano, just like you're allowed to have ano from mayim. Frank Dimara, now which mayim are we talking about? You're saying you pour it out like water. Not all waters are mutter. Maybe when it says in the pasuk loitechlenu, don't eat blood, pour it out like you pour out water. You know what type of water we're referring to? The water that you pour the nisach hamayim on the mizbeach. Now you don't pour nisach hamayim every day on the mizbeach. You only do that at one period during the year. Which period is that? During Chag HaSukkos. That's why we make the big Simchas Pesach She'eva that they used to go and do the water drawing, and then they poured it out on the Shitin on the corner of the Mizbech. Anyway, bottom line is that water, of course, would be Osir Bahano, because that's Kodshim water. And if that's the case, maybe that's Pshan the Pasik. Loi techlenu, don't eat blood, and don't even have anav from blood, because the blood is just like the mayim of the nisach mayim on the mizbeach. So don't tell me that it's a heter hanor. Maybe you come to tell us an isr hanor. Or maybe we don't need to come and tell us an isr hanor, because really it's implied in the words loi techlenu. According to Rebavo, anytime it says the word loi techlenu, echad echad isr achil, v'echad isr hanor. So tako bishver, what do I need now this kamayim? Don't tell me that it's coming to tell you in Isra no, that I know anyway. See, Gemara is going to ask that kasha on the Amud Beis. But the point is, we have neutralized l'chayra, your heter ano. Oh, it's just like mayim, oh, it's mutter, mutter, mutter. Maybe we're talking about mayim which is osir, not mayim which is mutter. Amr bavo, kamayim, since it says in the pasuk tishbechenu kamoyim, what mayim we're referring to? Roiv mayim, most waters. 99.9% of all waters throughout the world at all times are mutter b'hana. When do you have water that is osir b'hana? Once a year for a period of 7-8 days during Sukkot in Eretz Yisrael, in the Beis Hamikdash. Well, tell me, what percentage of water is being used for that nisach hamayim? Is it 1% of the water in the world? Maybe it's 0.00000001% of all water in the world. After all, you're not pouring huge amounts. You're pouring for a few days. So therefore, says Reb Avohu, the mayim we're talking with roiv mayim. Freitimura midi roiv mayim ksiv. It doesn't say in the pasuk roiv mayim. It says kamoyim. And therefore, if I'm not sure which mayim I'm referring to, maybe you have to be machmir and say like the osir waters, and not the mutter waters. Elam Ravashi kamayim hanishpochim v'le kamayim hanisochim. Since the pasuk uses the expression or it's tishpachenu kamoyim, even though we're referring to the dam that you're doing a shvicha that you're pouring out, but it's probably that you're pouring out water similar to the way you pour out water. Which water do you pour out? Regular water, not water that you put on the mizbeach, because water that you put on the mizbeach, you don't pour it, but rather you're menasachit. It's a libation, a fancy English word. Libation, but it's not just that you're pouring it out. So therefore, says the Gemara, since it says tishbuchenu kamayim, kamayim minishbuchem, v'loi kamayim hani sochem. Frank, the Gemara, v'im kamayim hani shbuchem, v'nei avoy lezara. Since it just says, like, water that's being poured out, Maybe we're talking about pouring out water in front of Avodah Zarah. You have an Avodah Zarah standing, a big idol, and you pour it out, you make your libations in front of the Avodah Zarah. And that, of course, then that water would be Osir Bahanah, because it's Takroivis Avodah Zarah. Maybe that's the type of dam, and that's the type of water to tell you that there's an Isur Hanah on the water, as well as on the dam. Says Imar Hasim Nami Nisuch Ikri. The pouring of water, Lefnei Avodah Zarah, they borrowed our term, the term libation or Nisuch. Techsiv, Yishtu Yein Nisicham. This is a pasuk in Parshas Hazinu. If you have the Torah Ora Shalem, Asher Chelov Zvachemo Yechelo Yishtu Yein Nesicham Yekumu V'Yazruchem Yih Aleichem Sisra. So this is referring to water that was poured in front of the Avodah Zarah. Aha. Okay. What does the Torah refer to it as? Yein Nesicham. So I see even that is called Nisachamai. So since the Torah here uses the expression Tishpachenu and not Nisuch, that's the raya, the dam is mutter bahano. Frey Timura, well, Chizkia, remember Chizkia was the one that said that there's only, that only an Isra Hano, if it says lo ye ochel, here it doesn't say lo ye ochel. Here it just says loy kol nefesh mikem loy soichal dam, or loy teichlenu. It doesn't say the word ye ochel. So therefore, according to Chizkia, it's only an Isser Achila, not an Isser Hanoah. So, Frey Timur, Ulechezkiah, Lemay Hilchasa, Iskish, Dam Lemayim. Why do I need the Hekish Dam Lemayim? Meaning, according to Rabbi Avoh, I needed the Hekish to tell you the Heter Hanoah. Just like you're allowed to have a Noah from water, Ala Oret Tishbuchenu Kamoyim, you're allowed to have a Noah from Dam. But according to Chizkiah, I know that you're allowed to have a Noah from Dam. The only reason I would not be able to have a Noah if it would say Dam lo ye ochel. But it doesn't say lo ye ochel. It says lo toichlu, toichlenu, lo yoichel. It doesn't use the expression ye ochel. So of course it's mutter b'Noah according to Chizkiah. What do I need the hekish of Dam al oretz tishpachenu kamoyim? Says the Mother B'chir Barab, the Yom B'chir Barab, Om Rabbi Yochanan. We had this a few days ago in the Gemara back on Daf Tez Zayin, in the exciting sugya of Rav Chanina's Gan HaKehanim, midayin ledam kodshim she'ein machshir. How do I know the dam of kodshim is not machshir lekabel tumo? As you know, dam is one of the seven mashkois, yad shocha dam, that is machshir, but only other types of blood, not dam kodshim. How do I know it's not machshir? Shenim, it says the pasuk, loy teichlenu al oretz tishpachenu kamoyim. Dam shenishpach kamayim, dam that you can pour out the drain, pour it in the garbage dump. That type of dam shenishpach kamayim is machshir. Shenishpach kamayim ain't a machshir. Since you're talking about dam kodshim is not chas v'sholom nishpach kamayim that you just pour it out down the drain. You have to do zrikas adam. That's the whole din of the kabbalas adam and the hoylochas adam and the zrikas adam. So that's why it's not machshir. So kum techois, when you read the pasuk loy teichlenu al oretz tishbuchenu kamoyim, and somebody asks you, let it just simply say, don't eat the dam. Why does the pasuk have to be so graphic and dramatic and say, don't eat it, but pour it down the drain like water? What's the purpose of that? So you say, according to the Bavo that's come to tell you that it's mutter bahano, just like you're allowed to go and sell bottles of water, Polish spring water and Hungarian spring water, you can go and sell bottles of dam to, of course, a Gentile, not to a fellow Jew. So it's coming to tell you heterano according to Rebbe Avoh, and according to Chizkiah, it's coming to tell you that dam of Kodeshim is not machshir food lekabel tumah. So let's go on to the next case. Frey Tumavari, Eiver Min HaChai, Dichsiv. We know Eiver Min HaChai means eating from a live animal. Someone did it in China and caused worldwide Magefa that we're still suffering from, eating from a bat or a rat or whatever they do there in China. So you eat Eiver Min HaChai, it's a terrible Isur. It's not only an Isur that applies to us Jews, it even applies to Bnei Noach. It's one of the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach. As you know, the Shem Mitzvah Neinoich is Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, together with the three cardinal sins. What's the Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet? Aleph is Eiver Min HaChai. Beis is Birchas Hashem, Chas Hashem, someone who's Mevorech Hashem. When we say Mevorech, bless, we mean the opposite. We're using a euphemistic term. Gimel is referring to gezel, that Gentiles are not allowed to steal. And Dalet is dinim, that you have to set up a court system, a system of jurisprudence. That's Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. The three cardinal sins we're all familiar with is Avodah Zarah, Gili Arayos, and Shvichas Dam. Okay, so even Gentiles have the din, they're not allowed to eat Eva Menachai. Dechsiv, now it says in the Pasik, how do I know? Le'soichel ha'nefesh im ha'basar. You're not allowed to go and eat the basar where the nefesh, the soul, is still in the basar. Meaning that the basar is still alive, that the animal is alive and kicking, even if it's not kicking, but if the animal is alive, you're not allowed to go and carve out a piece and start eating from it. That's called Eva Menachai. Okay. B'tanyim will learn the Braisa. Reb Nosson Oimer, minayin shelo yoyshit odem kois yayin lenozir, da'eva menachai lebnei noyach, tamaloy me lefnei iver leisiten mechshol. We're all familiar with the Isra of lefnei iver, which means not only we Jews are not allowed to individually, chas v'shalom, violate any of the tariag mitzvahs, we're also not allowed to go and put a stumbling block in front of a blind person. Meaning that I'm not supposed to do any action that would cause another Jew to chas v'sholem be oiver and isur, that chas v'sholem, that he would violate a prohibition. So if I have a nozir, and I know that that nozir has taken upon himself a vow not to drink wine, that's what causes him to become a nozir, I'm not allowed to go and give him a cuss full of wine and say, hey, nozir, here, this is for you. Because if the nozir drinks from it, chas v'sholem, he'll be oiver and isur. And you'll be oiver and isur, of lefnei iver leisiten mechshol. Similarly, you're not allowed to give Eivor Menachai even to a non-Jew because of the din of Bnei Noach. If you do that, you're oiver lefnei iver leisiten mechshol. Okay, so there's this din of lefnei iver. What happens if you could find a way to use an isur where it does not involve lefnei iver? Lemoshel, I can give Eivor Menachai holeklovim shari. I could theoretically take a live animal, cut pieces out, and give it to the dog. As far as the dog is concerned, he's not a b'nei noyach. He doesn't have a din of lefnei of isur eating eiver menachai. I won't be oiver lefnei iver. I'm allowed to do that, and I'm getting hanah. Normally, to go and supply my kelev with food, I have to go into the special dog food store, and that dog food costs a lot of money. Hart's Mountain Food, or whatever the name of these companies are, they charge a lot of money, and this way I have free Eva Menachai, give it to the Caliph, so I'm having Anor. You're allowed to have Anor from Eva Menachai. How can I have Anor? Didn't you say it says in the Pasuk, Lo Yisoychal HaNefeshim HaBasar? And according to the Bavo, every time it says in the Torah, Lo Yoychal, Lo Yisoychal, Lo Yisoychal, Echad Yisra Achil, V'Echad Yisra Anor B'mashma. So according to Chizkiya, there's no problem, because Chizkiya says it doesn't say Lo Yeyochal. Anytime it says lo ye'ochel, it includes isra na. If it says lo yisoychal, no isra na. Sure, give it to the dogs. But if machshven rebavo, what does rebavo do with this din of giving it to the klovim? Everything more shani ev menachai, that it's all to iskish ledam. Oh, not only did we have before, well, I shouldn't say all to iskish ledam. Just like we had the dam is iskish lemayim, now we have the ev menachai, which is iskish ledam. What does it say about the Eivor Menachai? It says in the Pasuk, Rak chazak levilti achol hadom, ki hadom hu hanefesh. Aha. And the Pasuk concludes, the Pasuk that we brought before, v'lo yisoychal hanefesh im habosar, assuming that you have the Torah or HaSholem, this is Ois Beis, or in some of the Gemaras it might be number two. It says, Rak chazak levilti achol hadom, make sure not to eat blood. Ki adam hu hanefesh, because dam is considered to be the nefesh, the soul, the life blood of the animal. L'soichal nefesh im habasar, you're not allowed to eat basar together with nefesh, meaning you're not allowed to eat eiver menachai. So I have in the beginning of the pasuk, rak chazak levilti achol adam, don't eat dam. I have at the end of the pasuk that it says don't eat eiver menachai. So eiver menachai is now iskish ledam. And we know that dam is iskish lemayim. We had that on the Omer Aleph. Loitechlenu ala aretz tishbochenu kamoyim. Ah, so just like you're allowed to have hanoah from dam, because it's iskish lemayim, I'm allowed to have hanoah from eiver menachai, because that's iskish ledam. So both of them, if you will, are derivatives from mayim. Dam is in a sense, the Vlad, that's the first level of offspring. You learn Dam from Mayim, and now Eva Menachai is like the grandchild. The Eva Menachai you learn from Dam, and Dam you learn from Mayim. They're all Mutter Bahana. Fine. After all, Chizki, I don't need that drasha. Because Chizki holds that you're allowed to have hano unless it says lo yeyochel. And it doesn't say lo yeyochel over here. Here it says only loy soichel hanefesh imabasa. So of course you're allowed to have hano. So why do I have a special hekish of Eva Menachai to dam? Amalach, so he told him, damu di iskish le'eva menachai. It's the other way around. It's not that the Torah's kavana was to be makish Eivim Menachai to Dam, but Dam to Eivim Menachai. My Eivim Menachai Osur, Avdam Menachai is Osur. Not only you're not allowed to eat Eivim Menachai, but you're not allowed to eat Dam Menachai. Now what's the definition of Dam Menachai? So Timor Vezes is a Dam HaKoza Shanevish Yoitze Boy. What happens if you have an animal, and the animal needed a veterinarian, because the animal had very high blood pressure, and you didn't have any blood pressure pills, you go and take him to a Makis Dam. We've had this numerous times before, that they had professional blood letters, almost like a PA, a physician's assistant, or maybe they even had the title doctor, but they used to go and relieve the blood pressure by going and doing Hakaza, by letting out some blood. Now, our Gemara doesn't go into it, but Rashi tells us that in Masechtas Krisus, there are four stages in bloodletting. Not all of them are the same. If you go and look at the Rashi, the Ezezeh, Rashi is about two lines higher than where we are in the Gemara. The Ezezeh, Kloimar, Al Ezezeh Dam Menachai Oser Mishum Dam. Which Iser of Dam Menachai are we speaking about? Ha Dam HaNefesh, because if it's said in the passing Dam HaNefesh, what means Dam HaNefesh? Al Dam HaKozer Shel Behema SheNefesh Yoytzeboy Yeshtalin Min HaDamim BeHekis. When you're doing HaKozer Sadam, there are four different stages or levels. Can read Makrisis. But Chila, when you go, so now, none of us are in the business of letting out blood of animals, but if you were to participate, or if you would at least attend the bloodletting of an animal, you would see betchila in the very beginning shoises. It kind of flows nicely. Blubsoif, after that mikaleach, then it spurts out like blood that's coming from an artery. V'yachkach mashchir, the third step or the third stage, it already becomes dark, blackened, as if it's coming from veins. V'soif shoises in the very end, again it just flows without spurting out. Aha. So now says Rashi, in the name of the Gemara Masechtas Krisus, Yesh mehen she'ein aneshama yoytzebay, v'yesh mehen she'aneshama yoytzebay. Some of them are really soul blood, life blood, and the other is just blood. V'asam tanya ezeu dam hekesh aneshama yoytzebay kol zman she'mekaleach. When the blood is spurting out, that's spurting blood, that's the dam menachai that we're asering, that we're prohibiting based on this limud. So bottom line is, what Agmar is telling us is that this special din of Dam Menachai, I learned it from Eva Menachai. So it's not that I am learning Eva Menachai from the Isser of Dam to tell me that just like Dam, there's a Heter Bahano, because Dam is Iskish Lamayim Al Oretz Ishbechena Kamoyim, so therefore Eva Menachai also has a Heter, says Chizki, I don't need a Heter, of course it's Mutter. The only Isser the Torah says is Loi Soichal, it doesn't say Loi Eyochel. So therefore, what do I do with this hekish of Eivim Menachai and Dam? Not to go and tell you a din of Eivim Menachai, but to tell you a din of Dam Menachai, which is Dam HaKoza, Dam She'er Nefesh Yoytzeboy, that second stage of the four stages of HaKoza Zadam, that blood would be Osir out a special din of Dam Menachai. And now we go on to another case, Varishor Anisko, to Rachmona Omar, Lo ye ochel es besari. Here Taka says lo ye ochel es besari. Now, why do you have a shoran nisko? So again, we have the benefit of the Torah or a sholim ois dalid. Some of your gemaras, maybe it's number four. V'chiyigach shoir es ish oyes isha v'meis. What happens if chas v'sholim you have a dangerous ox, and the ox goes and gores chas v'sholim either a man or a woman v'meis, and they die chulila v'chas. Sokli yisokel ashar. What you have to do is you go and take the shor and you give it skila. You have to go and stone it. And you're not allowed to go and eat from its flesh. And as a result, the owner of the shor will now be free. We'll explain what the Vala Shor Naki means in another minute or two. But in the meantime, what's bothering the Gemara is, if you're going to go and take a shor, and you're going to stone it to death, lo yachal es psorei, don't eat its flesh. Of course you cannot eat its flesh. That's nevela. You didn't shecht the shor, you stoned it. So it's no different than any dead ox meat, any dead beef that was not geshecht. And of course lo yachal es psorei. So the words lo yachal es psorei seem to be totally ibrik, totally superfluous. And that's what the Gemara is going to use now as a limud. So back to the Gemara, nachamul. Marishor and this goat, a shor that has the din that you have to go and give it skila because it's a dangerous shor that it killed someone. The Rachmona Omar Liyochlis, sorry, Betani, we learned that Brisa. Mimasha Shinema says this, since it says in the Pasuk, Sokali Sokala Shor, Ein Yadeh Shehi Nevela, Nevela Asura Bachila, do I need a special limud Liyochlis Psore, Umatama Liyochlis Psore? Maglucha Kosev, Shimshochte Liach Shenigmar Dinoi, Osur. What happens if you have a person who is a master of conniving and deception? He owns this shor. The Beis Din has now just issued its proclamation, its written decree, that this shor has to be stoned. The owner of the shor says, if they're going to stone this shor, I'm going to lose $500 or $1,000, whatever that ox is worth. You know what I'm going to do? Before the rabbis have a chance to even turn around, schnell, he schleps out the shor, he has a shoychet in waiting, and the shoychet goes and shechts the shor, and now I have a whole bunch of kosher meat, 500 pounds, 1,000 pounds of kosher meat, wonderful, great. Zok the Torah, no, im shochte li'ach shenig madinai, also that's v'lo yochles psar, not after you stone it. Of course after you stone it, it's dead meat, nevela meat, you're not allowed to eat it. Even if it's kosher meat in the sense that you shechted it, lo yochles psar, you're not allowed to go and eat from it. In the Elav Achila, now I see there's an Isra Achila. But no, minayin, how do you know you're not allowed to have Hano'ah from this meat? Now, before we continue on, L'chayr, I don't need a special drasha for Hano'ah. Because both, according to Chizkiah, it says over here, Lo Yeyachal, just like by Lo Yeyachal Chomet. Here it says, Lo Yeyachal Es Psaray. And as well, according to Rebavo, that says whenever it says like Isra Achila, La Yoichel, Esoichel, Esoichel, Echad Isra Achila, V'Echad Isra No. Why do I need a special limit of Bala Shonaki? And that's what the Gemara is going to ask in another moment. But Bano Aminayin, how do I know that it's also Bano Talmud Loim Uvala Shor Noki? The Bala Shor is now free. Pray to my Mashma, what do you see in those words? And Isser Hano, Shem Benzoima Oimer, Keodim Shem Lachaveroi, Yotzaploini Nokim and Achosov, Ve'elehem Bahem, Hano Shel Klum. It's like what they would say in English, a person has been wiped out. Right? A person, Chas V'Shalom, he lost tremendous amounts on the stock market or in whatever business he's involved. Nebuch, he lost.
Cleaned out, it's a better word.
Sorry?
Cleaned out, he was cleaned out.
I mean, you prefer cleaned out. Okay, instead of that, he was wiped out, he was cleaned out. Shkoyach. So this person, Nebuch, was cleaned out from all of his assets, and that's the Lashon over here, Ubala Shonoki, that he is cleaned out. In which respect is he cleaned? Ein lem hano'ah shel klum, that he cannot have hano'ah from any part of this shor. Don't think, I'm not allowed to eat the shor, but I perhaps can go and sell the shor. If I can't sell it for kosher meat, sell it for non-kosher meat, I should be able to have some sort of hano. Uval shor noki means he's totally cleaned out. He has no hano whatsoever. Okay, that's the drasha of the brisa. Frank Digmar, the kasha that we asked a moment ago. Time in the kosher v'al shor noki. The only reason why you say that it's also hano because you have these three magic words, v'al shor noki. The imi lo ye ochel, if it's just based on lo yochles psorei, isra chila mashma, isra no loy mashma. It's only mashma and isra chila, and not isra no. Why? Didn't you say lo ye ochel according to everybody? Even according to Chizkiah. Echad isra chila v'echad isra hano b'mashma. Everything more, lo oilam, you're right. Lo yochel isra achila v'isra no mashma. You're 100% right. What does the Baal HaShor Naki come to tell us? Not to go and tell us the Isser Hanoah on the Basar. That I know. It says, Lo Yeyochel Es Psorai. It's coming to tell you the Isser Hanoah on the Oir Hu De'asa. After all, the animal, this shor, has an Oir. Oir means it has a skin. And you can use that for cowhide and make from it wallets or shoes or other things that you would use cowhide for. The good old days, they also used it for mats on the floor or for bedspreads or for tablecloths, ukidome. So that has a value, that art. Can I go, even though I'm not allowed to go and eat from the shor flesh, even if it was geshachten, but maybe I can at least go and have some salvage value. I can recover at least 5% of the value of the shor by stripping it and taking the hide. Kamash bolon uvala shor noki, you're cleaned out. You don't have any benefit whatsoever, even the hanoas oiroi. Okay, so that's what I need it for. Frank Timar of Itzrich. If it just says liyochlis psori, I would say only the basar. Kamash malon, that's why yivalishar naki, that you don't even have anoa from the or from the hide. Freitimar ulaharach tanoi de mafkele lahaykro the drasha achrina lachatzi koyfer l'dumei v'lodois hanoas oyrei minolahu. There are other mandiyamrim, which we're going to learn in Mesechtes Bava Kama, where we learn all about, there's a special perek which is called Shor Shenogach Esapara. There it teaches us all the halachas involving a shor that nebach gores. So there it says that the reason why you need a vala shor noki is to tell us two other dinim. What other dinim? One din is the gabi chatzi koifer. What means chatzi koifer? What happens if you have a shor, which is a shor hamud? Shor hamud means that it's already killed three times. And now it goes in front of Bezdin. Not only do you go and kill the shor, but now the balim has to go and pay im koifer yushas olav. Koifer means the value of the person. Which person? A machloikis, whether the person that Nebuch was killed as a result of the shor, or the value of the owner of the shor. But bottom line is, that's a din of koifer. And that's only by a shor hamud, that killed three times. What happens if you have a shor that only killed one time? So I would say, just like there's a din, that if a shor tam is damages, he doesn't have to pay full damages, nezik sholem, he only has to go and pay chotzi nezik. So maybe you should go and pay a beer, chotzi koifer. That's why it says, vala sharnoki, as long as you kill the animal, you're off the hook. You don't have to do anything more. You're potter from paying chotzi koifer. Same thing as mevelodis. Mevelodis, we know, if chas v'sholem, a man goes and punches a woman that was pregnant, and as a result, chulila v'chas, she miscarries, he has to go and pay the value of the fetuses. What happens if instead of a man doing it, a shor went and was minageach, a woman, and as a result, nebuch, she was mapel, she had a miscarriage, then you do not have to pay demei velodois in that case. How do I know? Uvala sharnoki, you're off the hook. Aha. So if you're learning uvala sharnoki for those drashes, hanoas oyre min aluhu, how do you know that now that I have hano from the oyre, from the hide of the animal? Nafkalahumi es psoroi, es atofel psoroi. Since it says in the Fosik, v'lo yiyochel es psoroi, it could have said v'lo yiyochel psoroi. Why does it say es? S comes to include the tofel lebasa. Tofel means the accessory, the something which is only secondary to the primary, which is the basa. What is secondary to the basa? Of course, the oyer, the outside hide, that is secondary. So that's what, so you can learn both the din of Bala Sharnoki to tell you chatzi koifer to make vulodois, and the yochlis psori will come to tell you not only the basa, but also the ar. V'idach, what is the other mandiyama that says that I learned from Vala Sharnoki? What does he do with the S of lo yiochel es psaroi? Es lo darish, he doesn't darish in the S. And now the Gemara brings a very famous memra. The Gemara brings this several times throughout Shas. Kidesan yeshimenu amsoini v'amri lo amnechemi amsoini ho yedoyrish kol esen shimbatoyre. Starting for the first posik in Bereshis, Bereshis boro lekim, Esa shemayim, the Esa oretz, he already was darshining what those words ace come to include. Because in English, there is nothing in additional. Praise is born like him. Kadosh Baruch Hu created, what did he create? The heaven and the earth. It could have said, Praise is like him, Hashemayim v'aretz. What is Esa Shemayim? The Esa Aretz. So, Shimon Mzoini, or Nechemi Mzoini, took upon himself to dash at every S to tell us what it comes to include, a special drasha. He was very successful. He got through the whole Sefer Breishis, Sefer Shmois, Vayikra, Bamidbar, and now he's at the beginning of Sefer Dvar. And he comes across the Pasuk, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. You have to have fear of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now, what does that S come to include? I can't think of anything that it comes to include. Pirish. And therefore, he stopped. We're not going to darshan the S any longer. Amr Loi Talmidim, and the Talmidim said now to their Rebbe, to Nehemiah, or to Shimon and Saini, Rebbe, call Esra Shema Torah, should darash the Matei Aleim. What about all the Esim that we've darshaned until now? Hundreds of Esim that we had in Breisha Shemois for Yikra and Bamid. Well, what do we do with all of those Esim? Amr Lehem. So he told him, Kishem Shekibalti Schar Ala Drisha, Kach Ani Mekabu Schar Ala Prisha. You see how this person had tremendous Erlichkeit, tremendous integrity and honesty. And he said, I thought until now that each S comes to tell us something special. It's crystal clear to me from the Pasuk Es Hashem Lechecha Tira that that's impossible because this S cannot include anything. Therefore I have Charata, I regret all my drushes that I've given until now. And just like a Kodesh Baruch Hu will reward me for the Amelis in Torah, which I did v'shem Shemayim to try to go and explain every word of the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give me schar for stopping and showing that darshaning S is not correct. There is no business. You don't have to learn anything from the S. Sometimes the S will be marba, some it won't be marba. You have no raya whatsoever. Achibur Rabbi Kiva until Rabbi Kiva came on the scene, v'dorash es Hashem l'kecha tira l'rabbi salmide chachomim. What it comes to tell you is, like we have in the Mishnah Masechtas Ovis, yehi moira rabach ke moira shamayim. When you sit in front of your Rebbe, you should go and sit, not necessarily in fear and trepidation, but you should sit with a tremendous amount of respect and reverence as if you are in the presence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So bottom line is, so I do have a drasha from S after all. And presumably Rabbi Kiva kept on darshaning the rest of Esim, and perhaps Shimon HaMsoini and Nechemiah HaMsoini were there, Talmidim, also continue darshaning thereafter. Anyway, what do I see from this? That there is a fundamental machloikis whether you darshan S or not. According to Rabbi Kiva, you do darshan S, and therefore the S psar will come to be marba the oiroi. Mashain Kane again, as far as Shimon HaMsoini and Nechemiah HaMsoini, we don't darshan the S, and therefore we're going to darshan it from Uval Hashor Naki. An interesting point of the Marsha is that this Es Hashem L'kech HaTira, if you have it here on your side, you see that this is Ois Hei in the Torah Ora Shalem, Es Hashem L'kech HaTira, Ois Hisavet, Veshmoy Tishavea. If you go four or five Sukkim earlier, you have the Kriya Shema. And in the Kriya Shema, we start Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, V'yahavta Eis Hashem Elokecha V'chol Levavcha. Ask the Marsha why, when it came to Ahavas Hashem, V'yahavta Eis Hashem Elokecha, there the Gemara doesn't ask this kasha. Why didn't Shimon HaMsoini and Nechemiah HaMsoini stop and say, how can I possibly darshan V'yahavta Eis Hashem Elokecha Eis L'Rabbis? What is the L'Rabbis? Apparently he had no problem with the Vihava. He only had the problem with the Es Hashem L'kecha Tira. Why? Why didn't he have the problem already five psukim earlier? Says the Marsha, because Nechemiah HaMsoini, Shimon HaMsoini realized that you could be marbet Talmid HaChomim as a subset of the Ahava that you give to the Rabbeinu Shalom. We have to love a Kaddish Baruch Hu, B'chol Abava, B'chol Nafshay, B'chol Ma'oidai, Avada. And since Talmidei Chacham are imbued with so much Torah, we have to give them Ahava just as much. We have to, maybe not the same level, but also comes to include Ahava of a Talmid Chacham. That makes sense. But when you're talking about Yira, says the Marsha, Yira includes Schar V'Oinish. One of the reasons why we have fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we know if we're going to violate any of the mitzvahs, Chas V'Shalom, we're going to get petch. Either petch in this world or petch in the next world. And that's why we're fearful. So I would think, well, that doesn't apply to Talmud Chacham. The Talmud Chacham can't give me petch, especially Bizman HaZeh, that we don't have Malkus, etc. And even in the B'yom Mehem, where the Talmud Chacham could give petch, but that was under the rubric, under the auspices of a Beis Din, but not that he himself individually has the right to go and administer Schar V'Onesh. So therefore, I wouldn't think that it includes a Talmid Chacham. Until Rabbi Kiva said, no, it includes Talmid Chacham as well. We're not talking about the Schar V'Onesh nature of Yira Shemayim. We're talking about the respect and reverence that you give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Havdol, you also have to give respect to your Talmid Chachamim. The rabbis, Yehi Moir Rabach, Kemoir Shemayim. So he stated in the Marsha. Anyway, bottom line is, we started off with the Kasha from Shor HaNiskel. That Shor HaNiskel, I have a special posik to go and be, and to go and give us an Isser Hano. That's why it says Vala Shornoki, and it says S, to go and say that it's Osir Hano. What do I need a special Isser Hano for? It says Lo Yeyochel, even according to Chizkia, whenever it says Lo Yeyochel, Echad Isser Achilav Yechad Isser Hano. And certainly according to Rabbi Avoh, that says, even if it says Lo Yeyochel, Lisoichel, Lisoichel, it always means Isser Hano. What do I have to have the Vala Shornoki for? That's why the Gemara gave a couple of answers. Either attack, it doesn't come to tell you the Isser Hano of Basar, comes to tell you the Isra no of Oyer, because I would think Oyer is not included. Or the Baal Sharnoki comes to tell you, or the Dinam of the Garbi Chatzi Koyfer and Mei Vulatus. And now we come on to the final Isra today. Again, the question of Isra Hano. Vari Orla, the Rahmana Omar. Orla, as we know, means the new fruit, the first 3 years of their growth. What's the din? You're not allowed to eat Orla. It says in the Pasuk, Sholish Sholim. Sholish shonim yelachem areilim lo yeyochel. These paters of the first 3 years, you're not allowed to eat. Now it says lo yeyochel. According to everybody, it should mean both an isra achil and isra no. But tanya areilim lo yeyochel in liyel isra achil menayin shlo yehem imen. How do you know you're not allowed to have ano? Shlo yitzva boy. That if it's the type of plant that you can use for dyeing, or v'lo yadlik boy esener, if it's a type of food item that you can go and use for burning, let's say new olives that are producing olive oil and the like. How do you know that it's osibano? In other words, there are a number of different lishoines of orla. Varaltem, orlosoy, espirioi, sholishoim yilchem areilim. So the Torah really wants to ingrain in you lerabois es kulam. You're not allowed to have chila, you're not allowed to have anah, lo yitzpa, lo yadlik, etc., etc. Freitimar, tam, because of Rahman of Aralta, lo say areilim, only because it has these multiple lishoinois of orla. Halavachi, if it wouldn't have these multiple lishoinois, have a minute, isra chila mashma. Isra no loy mashma. Why not? It says, sholishom yuyachlem, areilim, no. Areilim lo yei ochel. Lo yeyochel, according to everybody, according to Chizkiah, according to Bavo, it should be echad israchil v'echad israno b'mashma. Everyone lo oylam lo yeyochel mashma taka bein israchil bein israno. You're 100% right. Shani hosim dechsev says in the pasuk lochem. We didn't say lochem. Sholosh shonam yeh lochem areilim. I would think that lochem comes to tell you the itzra solka daitacham in a hoyle because of lochem. Shalachem yehei, the Torah is telling you, yes, you are allowed to have something of this arla. Shalachem, it's a shtickle yours, because if it's osir ba'achila ba'osir ba'ano, then it's basically hefker. You're not allowed any ano, so you don't own it. You can't have any ano even of ownership. So it says lochem, it means it's yours. So I would think that you are allowed to have an okamash mulan. That's why you have to have the special aralta malosi arelim. If that's the case, what do I need the lechem for? What does that come to tell you? If you thought that lechem comes to tell you that there's a heterano, now that I know very clearly there is no heterano, so what does the word lechem come to tell you? So I have a machloikis now. The rabbis es anetua, the kirisanya, lechem, the rabbis anetua, the rabbin. That means the two of the rabbin. Machlokes Rashi Toises. Rashi says the Rab means the Tzoyrech Rab. Going be'emtza derech l'chol oiver. That the community, the local government, they went and planted brand new trees for l'chol oiver, for all the passers-by, all the travelers, that they should have some fruit. They planted a be'emtza derech. Tap Toises says they planted a b'shus hayochid l'tzoyrech rabim. And not like Rashi says l'tzoyrech rabim be'emtza derech. Basically, it's the same shot. But the point is, the machlokes is whether they planted it b'rishus rabim or they planted it b'rishus hayachid. But the point is that this was meant for travelers, people that are passing by, that they should be able to go and eat from orla fruit. At least, so I thought you could eat from orla fruit. So I have a machlokes over here. According to the first man, the yama, the kesan, the chelerabis, the tuol, the rabim, that also is osir. No, to exclude that would be mutter. Now, what's the difference between, we're talking about the same lechem. What is learned from lechem? An isur of the orla that belongs to the rabbim, and the other one learns a heter. My time in Tanakama, the Chassid says the pasuk unetatem, unetatem liyochid mashma l'rab loy mashma. The word unetatem sounds like we're addressing a single individual. Now, if you're talking about al pi the conjugations, the word unetatem, as you know, is a plural form. If it's referring to a yochid, it would say unetato, not unetatem. So how does the Gemara say unetatem means liyochid mashma? Zokt Rashi, because ein derech harabim lintoya. Who plants trees? Individual homeowners or farmers or people that own gardens. They go and plant trees. But normally, municipalities, governments, they don't plant trees. So therefore, in etatam liyochen mashma, it means the yochen who's planting, he has the din of arla, l'rab loy mashma, but it doesn't include the rabbin planting a tree. Kasar chum l'lechem, l'hovi yisatu l'rabbin, that there too, there is an iser arla. So why did the community plant a tree? Not to eat the fruit the first 3 years, but to eat the fruit starting in year 4 and 5 and later on. That's why they planted the trees. Since the word netatem is a plural form, so it's referring to both yechidim, ru'uvein, don't, when you have an orla tree, don't eat from orla, and the same thing Shimon, and the same thing Levi, the same thing Yehuda. And netatem, since it's a plural form, means gans klal Yisrael. Whoever plants, whether it's Reuven who's planting, or whether it's the whole shevet of Reuven who's planting, the same halacha applies on netatem, the din of orla. On netatem mash ben rabbin ben liyochid. For lachem, it also sounds like ben yochid ben rabbin. That includes each individual, and it includes everybody together. A plural form is, you have now ribui achar ribui. You have a ribui achar ribui. You have a ribui of unetatem that tells us the din of arla. You have the din of lachem. Vein ribui achar ribui el lemayit. It comes to exclude and tell you that the orla tree of the rabbim is mutter. So you have a machloik is what you need the lachem for. But bottom line is, what did we ask? We asked that lachoyra, both according to Cheskia and according to Bavo, since it says in the Pasuk, Areilim lo ye ochel, so liochel automatically means it is rano. What do I have to have a special lima that it says three times? Araltem, arlosoi, areilim. It says lo ye ochel. And for the more, because it says the word lochem. That's why I have to have a special lima to tell you an iser hano. Any questions, Rabbi Sai? Hearing none, Mitzvah, we're going to continue tomorrow morning. I'll be back in Mitzvah Shem on the west side, and we'll continue Mitzvah Shem at approximately 7:45. Maybe a couple of minutes later, we have laning, we have, as you know, we have Hallel, but it should be 7:45-ish. Have a wonderful day, Zayge Ben Shafraylich, and Lechti and Chanukah to everyone.